This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA. We're in Lancaster County today. We are talking with Tammy Weaver, who is on the All-American Show board. Tammy, what's going on with All-American? It's a ways away, but you're still planning, right?
Absolutely. We've started our planning the day after this year's show for 2024. Kicking off our fundraising, we'll start January 1, and we have our schedule in line for the 2025 show. And at this point, we are building up our army of volunteers. It takes a small army to put that show on, and we're going to start our fundraising.
You had another successful show in 2024 in September.
For 2024, we had over 1,400 head that went through the show rings. That makes us the largest dairy show east of the Mississippi. It really spotlights junior activities. We are the only national junior show, stands alone from the open show. That really gives the juniors a chance to highlight all of their projects and their cattle. And especially on the bred and owned side, we do highlight that with the junior show as well.
Give us a little glimpse of that pageant, because that is something very special.
Oh, yeah. The pageant is spectacular. You have a dark arena. The spotlight comes on as each animal and their exhibitor, their handler, are introduced. And they walk into their specific spots within the arena, and they are escorted by royalty. Maybe it's dairy royalty. It might be a state FFA officer or somebody who is on the state 4-H board or breed representative. And all of those animals and their handlers will be in the arena with spotlights and the music. They all have a little piece of information shared about each one, the highlight, something that's unique about the exhibitor. And then each of the judges has a chance to review all of those animals one more time before they pick the supreme champion of the junior show. Emotions run high. You can't help be excited. I've been in that arena as just a competitor's mom. I have been there as a spectator. I've been there as a family member. Even as a spectator, the event itself will bring you goosebumps. That's for sure. It's a little bit more nerve-wracking when you have a close connection with one of the exhibitors or the cows in the arena. So it's, and you know, I've been fortunate. My son had a chance of having a supreme champion cow. So it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for young people.
That experience has got to really encourage young people, whatever path they choose, but particularly in agriculture.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It's a huge confidence builder. But they also get to meet a lot of unique people. And even, you know, at that pageant, you have a lot of ag dignitaries that are there. We have the Secretary of Agriculture for Pennsylvania. You have the Deputy Secretaries for Agriculture. You have some of the state representatives, some of our national representatives that are representing our government agencies are there. It's a great place to rub elbows with those people who can do wonders for our industry.
So tell us a little bit about your planning. What is the board doing now to really prepare for 2025?
So we go over the schedule with a fine-tooth comb, and we make sure that we have volunteers and people that can make each segment of that schedule shine. So we have committees, we have backup people, we have the board of directors, which I have an opportunity to serve on, and we just help the committee members and the volunteers to make sure that everything is going smoothly. We're starting into our fundraising campaigns right now, and it does take a lot of funding to make such a special event come to life.
Funding comes in a variety of sources.
That's right. So we get individual sponsorships, we get corporate sponsorships. Feedworks has been a sponsor for us, and we're very grateful for that. We get grants from the local government, and then we also apply for grants on the national level. But at the end of the day, it takes about $400,000 to run that show.
One of the things that's always impressed me is what a great ag community Pennsylvania has.
Oh, that's what makes the show run. That's what makes us unique. That it really does. We have volunteers. They just make sure that every show goes off without a hitch.
Let's shift gears. Tell us a little bit about the All-American Dairy Show Foundation.
Right. The All-American Dairy Show Foundation is a nonprofit organization and raises money to provide scholarships for our youth. So come April and May, high school seniors who have shown at the All-American Dairy Show or have a background in dairy, as well as some college students, should be looking on the All-American Dairy Foundation website or the All-American Dairy Show website for opportunities to apply for scholarships. So they're looking at anywhere from $1,000 to $1,500 and $2,000 scholarships.
Tammy Weaver with the All-American Dairy Show Board, thanks for being with us today.
You're welcome, John. Thank you.
In Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA.